Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal Nun Hey, and we're learning Simon Hey. Shasa Yain Bederach Haroi, Kosechot Obeis. So, according to the Chayyadim, the only time that Yain patters is if there's a Kavias, if a person drank a Derach Haroi, he happened to have a cup or two of wine. Veimadai to Klal Limshach Atzav Yain, he doesn't plan to continue to drink wine. So, in other words, it's not a Kavias. He didn't have das when he made the bracha to drink other things. He didn't intend to include the bracha of Birchas HaGefen on the other drinks. So tzarech l'vorach al shar mashkim. So he needs to make a bracha b'shem on other drinks. He didn't have das in it. It wasn't a kviyas. So according to Chayyadim, there's no shayla, he needs to make a bracha rishana. In the case where he had das, he said maybe it's more, maybe it would work. Maybe you call it a kavias, that's questionable, etc. But in this situation where it wasn't a kavias, he didn't intend to have more, it's not a kavias, number one. And number two, he didn't have das on it. There's no question that he needs to make a bracha rishana. Amam dinyan bracha achrona, yeshli his topic. But he's not so sure about bracha achrona. So a person is making an alagefen on the wine. And the question is, does he need to make a brainer for shows? So he said, what's the suffix? That the besimin, in the parentheses, he says, the besimin reish ches, So the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ches, which deals with the bracha achrona, that the bracha achrona of Al HaGefen, Pater's other mashkim, does not tie it into an inyan of kviyas. When he talks about the bracha rishona in Simen Kufa and Dalet, there he talks about the idea of kviyas. So it seems to be that the mechanism that the wine patters the other mashka for the bracha achrona is not exactly the same as that which it does for the bracha rishona. For the bracha rishona, we spoke about there's some form of an ikar and tuffel. It's tuffel to the bracha or it's tuffel to the food. Bracha achrona, we're simply saying that once you make a thank you bracha for liquids which the Russian put in the world which are beneficial, so other liquids are included as well. So, but even you're going to have that included. So that seems to be the Chayyadim Safik. But he says, I myself am not sure about it. I'm a Safik about it. However, the Mishmur Paskins that the din, not like the Chayyadim, he holds it requires a bracha achrona, that the din of the Al HaGefen pantering the other mashka is fairly similar to the din of Rei Pri HaGefen pantering the bracha rishona. The two are tied together. So therefore, it's a matter of fact, that halacha, that wine panters the Al HaGefen for the bracha rishona, panters the brain of Foshos with other liquids, it's only in the case of kviyas. Or at least the mashka was lefana b'shas bracha. And the Shar Tzion, he says, there may be in the case where you had das, the chachila for that. So even though the Mishabur himself paskins in regards to the bracha rishona, while the lugma is enough, you don't need kviyas for the bracha achrona, he's saying it's only valid you can use the alagefen to pater the brain of foshes if it was a kviyas. Or at least all of the other drinks were there before of Bishas Maisa. And then the Shar Tzion says, maybe having Kavana will also work. But in a case where you don't have that, so definitely you're going to be saying a Bracha Achrona. Fine. So the Shar Tzion talks about a case. What about a case where he drank... We said that Malilugmov is sufficient to pat the other mashka. You're not going to say a bracha achrona on a mali lugmav. We're not sure what the share of bracha achrona is. Is it totally a mali lugmav? Or is it totally in having revius? So, and the possibility that it's only if you have a revius, so we can't say a bracha misafik. So you will not be saying an alegefen. On the other hand, maybe mali lugmav really is chayiv in a bracha achrona, and therefore the correct bracha achrona for this, for the wine is alegefen. And once you're making alegefen, you're going to pass to the other mashke as well. So we have the shibur is masupik what to do. The merchant of Tshuva explains that that's the suffix, but then he says, basically what you're going to say is that the person should walk away with no bracha achrona on the mashke. He drank revius of orange juice, so that's definitely chayvan of bracha achrona. He drank a mali lugum of wine, so that's a suffix whether it's chayvan of bracha achrona. You're not going to say alagefim suffix. He says, if you don't make it say brand of foshas, you've got to make a bracha achrona on the orange juice. So merchant passes used to say a brand of foshas on the orange juice, not like the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. Have a good day.